Newspaper reports this week reveal more about how the EB-5 program in South Dakota shifted from a public operation to a privately run business. They stem from a deposition by the man in charge of the private company, Yope Bolin. He also worked for the South Dakota Board of Regents. Primary offices, including the Board of Regents and the Governor's Office of Economic Development, declined to release paperwork involved in a lawsuit that's now over. Democratic State Representative Bernie Hunhoff is the House Minority Leader. He says exemptions in South Dakota's open government laws don't apply and require speedy release of documents.
You know, so many of us worked so hard in 2009 to put these open government statutes together, and here we are, the first real test of these statutes, and they're just being blown off.
Hunhoff says questions surrounding the application of the federal immigrant visa program in South Dakota pit the Board of Regents against the governor's office. He says the EB-5 situation is a major scandal for South Dakota. Hunhoff says releasing files could resolve suspicions that state government leaders participated in illegal activities. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.